Well, hello again there, folks. So we're seeing something of a big smackdown taking place now between the MAGA tech bro populist movement, spearheaded by Elon Musk, and our very own Labour government. And this comes, I mean, I think if we're honest about it, there's a certain level of this which is a distraction. All of a sudden, they had a problem in America because they were talking about the H-1B visas things and cheap labor and all of that. And then all of a sudden, like overnight, it seemed they pivoted to pounding the Labor Party, which kind of brought all of us Brits awake to see what was going on. But all of it's part of a wider sort of Muskian tech bro populism, which is sweeping across the West, it seems. He's also back in the AfD. And in Britain, he's been really heavily endorsing the Reform UK party. And I just think it's interesting, and I think it's interesting to get into some of the dynamics of where this could go and what the strengths and weaknesses of each side are. I mean, as I record this, the Labour Party's taken a bit of a pounding. It looks terrible. All of the revelations about the grooming gang stuff, which I've spoken about for years, and it's never had this degree of a spotlight put on it. But at the same time, I'm just not a big fan of Nigel Farage. People who follow my content will know that I tend to think that he builds up a head of steam. He's turned a bit weak, and then he build up a head of steam, and then he kind of wanders off and does something else. So I'm not really a fan of Farage. I do understand, like, you can't be too hardcore in British politics. Like, I get that. But yeah, whatever. What I want to do here is have a talk about just looking at how where this could go and the dynamics at play, because at the moment it seems like Labour are on the back foot. And it seems like they're being humiliated. They barely give any responses. I see that the LBC kind of minions are now coming out to sort of hold the line a bit. But by and large, it looks shocking. It looks like they've been complicit with the mass rape of English girls in the UK. And there's not what they don't really seem to have any response coming out of that whatsoever. And I think what they seem to want, I mean, Elon Musk's explicitly calling for this, is for Starmer to step down, get lost, and we'll get reform in. I mean, I do like it that, like, the Tory party are just not even part of the discussion. They're just sort of buried. I read an interesting article today in Unheard, I think it was. And the point was made, like, because of what the Tories have done with Kemi Badenoch, it's as if they've kind of tried to latch on to the woke stuff and putting her in charge of the party. Like, just as the woke stuff was going out of fashion, just as we'd kind of peaked on diversity hiring and having a strong female in charge and all that, the Tory like, got in on that. Just after it peaked, so they're holding on to a losing hand for the foreseeable future. I mean, and the general situation, it isn't just Labour. Like, the Tories have done more damage. They were in power for 15 years. They didn't call for these inquiries. They didn't. They actually blocked them. The grooming stuff still went on under the Tories, as always. Piss weak, useless, backstabbing traitors. And the good news is they're increasingly irrelevant, which is what we wanted for so much time. So we're entering into this sort of new paradigm now, where I don't think it, I mean, there's not going to be, I don't think there's going to be an election for a long time, but now it's reform versus Labour, because the Tories, at least for now, seem to be dead in the water. But I think there's a tendency that people can get a little bit carried away with this. They look at, especially if you're on Twitter, or Zitter, where all of this seems to be taking place. Like, you are in a silo. This is not really going out into the middle England as much as what you might think. So that, you are like in the eye of the hurricane if you're on Zitter. So it all seems a lot more frantic, a lot more important than, what my parents would think of it or something like that. But it's in the mainstream news. It has kind of gone out from that. And that you kind of get the impression that sort of culturally for now, because there's no election coming anytime soon, it's going to be this long drawn out political and cultural battle, this battle for political capital. And the idea that the Muskian Reform Alliance will sort of destroy Labour's political capital. And it's seen by a lot of people that this is just a sort of slam dunk. And eventually, so a few years down the line or whatever, especially when Trump comes in and he starts, sticking his nose into all of this, we'll end up with Nigel Farage as Prime Minister. And I actually not to look, I actually think people have to be careful about getting too carried away. And it's not just because I don't really like Nigel Farage very much, but just looking at it objectively and realistically, there's some strong hands that the British shit lib left can play. And there's some kind of booby traps that I think the Muskian Reform Alliance is already standing on. And one of them is that if you think of the way the British left thinks and operates, they love the idea of an evil billionaire who is interfering in politics. I mean, they've prattled on for years and years about the Murdoch press and all of this. I mean, the hypocrisy is obvious and just rancid because they aren't exactly these kind of they are globalists. There's lots of billionaire interests in the Labour Party, so you just have to sort of accept that they're rank hypocrites. But what I think will happen is this concerted effort, if this carries on, and I think it's going to, and I think what we'll see is that the British shit lib left will rally around Keir Starmer, and they'll do it in such a way that he becomes this boring, kind of sort of unexciting dad figure that they'll rally around. And it will be all of the institutions, and it will be all of the media, and it will be all of the influencers and the minions on LBC radio and the bootlickers and all the rest of it. And they'll kind of rebrand him as being this boring fella, but he's theirs, and he's also British. Again, the hypocrisy will stink, but what they'll do is reframe this into a kind of patriotic thing. They will be seen as standing up for plucky little Labour, sort of endearing, boring Keir Starmer against this astroturfed, literally funded and pushed by the richest man in the world. And some of them will even cotton on to some of the deeper connections with MAGA in relation to Israel and Middle Eastern politics and things like that. And this is a problem for reform because they are supposed to be the ones who are occupying a space of the sort of disenfranchised in England, particularly, but across the UK, across Britain. Reform are supposed to be the ones who are standing up for, let's say, the victims of grooming gangs, the white working class who are getting shat on and have been for years. Just the general decline in state of the country. I think they could be more explicit than what they are, to be honest. Some of them are making good noises, not really Farage though. And what's going to happen here, the danger is that one side, the Labour side, are going to be allowed to take the space up of like a little Englander patriotism. Again, like the hypocrisy will be rank. And the other side, the populist side, will find themselves on the outside of that, and as almost like an invasion, almost like this interfering force, and they'll be able to cast this as the working class, the natives who are getting on board with this, are once again falling into the Brexit trap, where you've got these snake oil salesmen and bullshit peddlers, very rich people coming in and kind of waggling a carrot in front of their face, and kind of being these paid paper types, who are going to take advantage of them and bamboozle them with bullshit, and they're all going to head off to their doom. And if you look at what's happened in America with the H-1B visas, it's kind of like we want all of these, we want this elite talent to come in. So you don't even get closed borders. You don't even get repatriations. And it's telling that this has been you it has been used to kind of switch out that discussion that was going on across the pond, and put the focus on Britain in this time. But you can see what they're actually doing over there is to think of America as just like a giant supermarket, or they want to run it like a corporation or a company. And it seems in the long term, and you can, you've had a lot of sort of commentators in America saying, like, well, the MAGA base was swindled by these oligarchs. They were swindled by Musk and the tech bros, the Silicon Valley startup, or little tech, they call it, all these startup firms. And this is the danger that when this comes, and it's now here by the looks of it, it's coming to Britain, and it's like, well, are we going to sort of fall for that? And so on the one hand, I think it should be made explicit that we are not America. We don't want this in our country either. I'll take the stuff about the grooming gangs. I'll take the stuff about that the immigration is ridiculous. And even as Rupert Lowe was saying, that we need to start rounding people up and shooting them back, that's fine too. There's some other things there, which, okay, whatever. I don't like the sort of Thatcherite economic sort of neoliberalism, which is always this toxic thing where we can't get what we really want because we have to worship this kind of economic libertarian economic model. So I think all of that, some of the stuff has to go. I think the pro-Israel stuff has to go as well. And we can't just we have to hold out and say we don't. We're not going to just jump mindlessly on board for this because that's a trap. And on the other hand, if you do that, it will be easily framed by the left as that we are actually the people of the country. We are the little fella. We are now the little fella standing up against the billionaire class, and not without some truth. And I saw that like Keir Starmer has been silent on this issue, and I think this is what they're doing because there's no doubt that they're looking at the kind of the horror stories on social media and drawing up a game plan. And I think what that game plan is going to be is rebranding Keir Starmer as this kind of boring, sort of a kind of a John Major figure. But he and they will say, well, he may be boring and he may be dull, but he's our boring dullard. He's not this flamboyant billionaire bullshitter from America. He's not this snake oil peddler like Farage. This will play well with a lot of people in England and across the UK. Where this will play less so is with younger people who are spending more time online and seeing the memes and the kind of thinking that Elon Musk's a cool, funny character. And as well as when he gets in office, Trump as well, though I think Trump's a bit of a deflated figure these days. And so this is how it will be. They will be the British left and all of the institutions will be able in the position to rally around this position of little England patriotism. And I don't say this to be a doom monger. I want to see them make headway with some caveats, as I said before. I want to see a final end with punishment for the endless sort of misery of these grooming things. Obviously, there's the immigration stuff as well. So I want this to succeed, but I can see that there's some sort of I can see that their tactics are kind of leading them into some difficult terrain where you're going to cede the territory of patriotism and speaking to the common man because that's what the fight will be over, which, to be honest, is a good place for us to be. But it's difficult to get out when you've literally got the richest man in the world funding and pushing your patriotism from like Texas, something like that. It comes across as inauthentic, which was a strong point of reform in the past. They came across, when they're walking around in Clacton, or on the streets of Middlesbrough. This plays well. When you look at the misery and the sort of the enshittification of British, the misery on the streets, the vape shops everywhere, this speaks to people. This is good. And I would say you need to tell Musk to kind of take a big step back from this, because it's going to really energize the left in this country. They will all rally around boring old duffer Keir Starmer to keep out these the billionaire MAGA, literally the richest people on earth. You know what I mean? And God knows what Trump's coming in for. So it's going to be an interesting time. And I think the strongest cards that the reform can play will be to get in touch with the base and move further to the right. Because another thing, the sort of the chief card that can be played here as well from the left's perspective, is Tony Blair coming in. And I think he will. The Tony Blair Institute released something a few weeks ago, and they said that it should not be allowed that these foreign billionaires like Musk gets involved too much, and funds an entire populist sort of astroturfed thing in the UK. That should not be allowed. And so what you will see is that what could well emerge would be a battle between Blair and Elon Musk, which would be a fascinating showdown if you think of it like wrestling or a boxing match or something like that, like Godzilla versus King Kong or whatever. So that will be a good one to watch. And the standard tactic will be, on top of rallying around as little England does to protect, the Britain from these billionaires, what we will also see in that case would be Tony Blair advising the Labour Party to shift far to the right. Again, I think the Tories will just be squeezed to a pulp in all of this. But this is also something that reform will have to be prepared for. Don't have an entrenched position. Be ready, because if they will, in order to, not that they believe it, not that they believe that the actually immigration should be reduced, or they're evil, sick bastards for what happened with the grooming gangs, just from pragmatism. And the Blair move will be to shift to as far right as people on the left will tolerate in order to deal with this, in terms of things like immigration, and coming out against woke stuff and all of that. Mistakes have been made and all of that. And so if reform have an entrenched sort of position on this, they're going to get sort of outmaneuvered and outflanked on the field of play. And I think they should be ready for that and be ready to move further to the right if Labour try to flank them on that. And the biggest danger is that Middle England will rally around boring duffer Keir Starmer, as this kind of quintessentially quirky English dullard, in the face of these extravagant, flamboyant bullshit artists from America. Again, I'm not being a doom monger. I want to see us make some headway here. I think we could, but despite my misgivings around Farage, it's time for change in this country, long, long overdue. And I hope we get some. So that's just how I see the sort of the state of play, as it stands now. So you can catch everything that I've been up to and what I do on Substack. So I'll put a link below. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.